This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, the Bank of Japan announced it's pushing one of its key interest rates below zero. The idea, macroeconomically speaking, is to keep deflation at bay and, if they're lucky, even get some inflation going in an economy, mind you, that has been stuck in a two-decade-long economic funk. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes it from there.
There are boatloads of cash parked at Japan's central bank. It's holding piles of yen for the commercial banks and paying out a little interest. But with the negative interest rates, the Bank of Japan will be charging banks to hold their money. This will only apply to new deposits, according to Anil Kashyap, an economist at the University of Chicago.
The intention is to try to reduce the bank's willingness to keep money parked, instead to try to lend it out or to buy some other securities.
But people, even banks in Japan, don't like spending money. They spent years in a deflationary spiral. Prices just kept falling. People and banks save their cash because why buy something today when its price will be lower tomorrow? So will the negative interest rate work?
That's the 1 trillion yen question.
Michael Taylor is a senior economist at Oxford Economics in London.
In terms of the banks rushing out and reallocating these reserves towards bank lending, I'm very skeptical about that.
But Taylor says the banks might have better luck buying stocks or bonds. They have made some investments like that, but in other countries. Sheila Smith is a senior fellow on Japan at the Council on Foreign Relations.
There's a certain barrier here to really changing the economic behavior.
Smith says it's especially hard to change that behavior when much of the rest of the global economy is so uncertain. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.